Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Ross Tucker in 1 hour's time. Some have been critical of Ross's messaging on Shedeur Sanders. We'll get Ross's take on Shedeur's first start. Should be noted, Ross on the Browns Raiders call this weekend, so have a good vantage point on that. I will tell you, JP, I'm in trouble.
Oh, yeah, why is that?
So Ness just messaged me. You didn't tell me Sophie wore shorts with pantyhose underneath the school. That's an interesting combo, ... What were you thinking? I feel like by this point, my kids are 15 and 12. I feel like by this point, she should have a grasp on the idea of I'm not going to look at what a kid's wearing and going, oh, that's not right, unless it's so out there that it would have to be like obvious to the dumbest person in the world. I have no fashion sense. I don't think she picks us up.
I mean, there was an attempt made to cover all parts of the clothing, right? Or all parts of the body?
I believe so.
With the pantyhose, right? Yeah. Like, that's good enough for me.
I thought it was like, okay, in fairness.
I don't know.
When I saw it today, because they were like, that must look like things out of like Dr. Seuss, like a pantyhose.
Okay.
Because they were like green and white and like different lines. And okay. I was like, oh, is it like Dr. Seuss Day? I didn't even put it together. I thought the kid was just dressing it, because every week they have like three or four different days where it's like, oh, it's pajama day, or it's this day, or it's that day. I just thought that's what it is.
Hey, do teachers ever comment if they wear something X amount of times or anything like that? Is that
No.
I'm getting used to the idea now that Charlotte's in this preschool that she's in, that anytime one of her teachers make a comment about something, it's really like the heads up of being like they're not saying it in a nice way. They're more saying it like, oh, she's wearing that jacket again. But they'll instead say something like, oh, that's such a nice jacket she has.
See,
but it's them noticing that for like 3 weeks straight she wore the same jacket.
So my Isabella is like her father. I absolutely do wear things twice in 1 week just without thinking about it, because by Friday I can't remember what I wore Monday or Wednesday. So my daughter Isabella is just like me. But what's cool about where they are is the only feedback I get on your kid went to school in this is if it's something that isn't appropriate, which never happens for my girls, or it's from my wife.
Okay.
Right about second grade, within reason, teachers stop sending home about what your kid's wearing.
That's good, because I've now become used to the idea, like even like when we went and saw them, one of the kids made a comment, one of the other parents made a comment about it. Charlotte likes stickers. Uh-huh. At night we put stickers on her hand because she just likes it. It makes her happy, right? And the kid's like, oh, you got stickers on your hand. How fun is that? And then the teacher was like, yeah, Charlotte always wears stickers on her hand. And I thought that was just the teacher being perceptive, but apparently that's her way of being like, we've noticed.
No, 100%.
Like, we've noticed, and yeah. They might even be judging a little bit.
No, 100%. And I did not handle that. But like, I am live and let live. Like, and this is, the kids know this. Like, my daughters know, unless you go out there with something showing, like you can get away with dad, because I'm not going to tell you how to dress. It's one of the things that, it's one of the bits of autonomy that you should give kids once they get to a certain age. And if other people judge how they look, well, that's kind of the world. Like, you got to kind of get used to that kind of thing. The problem is I always forget that while the teachers don't say anything, oh, this is not going to be the last time I hear about this.
Well, so, right,
I hear
so
about it when
this.
I get home. I might get like right when we crawl into bed, she'll be chuckling and she'll go, I can't believe it.
Was she just in that? Is she just in that age? I saw Kay Adams yesterday. She had a video about like convincing her nephew to wear a jacket was the hardest thing in the world.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Is she just in that age where just kids don't want to wear jackets? Is that just the age that she's in right now?
Yep. And also trying out. Like, by the way, my oldest daughter is too, because they also happen to be Nick Wilson's kids. I don't like wearing jackets all the time. I still at this point will just defiantly wear shorts in December because screw you weather. I will.
Yeah, you show that weather.
Yeah, you show that case of COVID, right? Like it's the dumbest thing that I do, but unfortunately my kids have it. So I'm in the doghouse.
All right, good.
So I might be swinging by no-so today.
Okay, yeah, we have an extra room if you need it.
This is great.
We only got one extra room though. We're running out of rooms.
I'll wake up with a baby. All right, I'll wake up.
We have the snoo. The baby's taken care of. It's all fine. It's fact that these days, you still got to change diapers. Can you change any diapers?
I had three daughters. I can change diapers like
I
the
know
wind.
You can't. I would never ask a guest to change a diaper.
That'd be really weird if I did that.
That would be really weird if I was really, like, can you change the baby's
it'd
diaper?
It'd be weirder if I just offered it up, like, let me take care of this for you. That'd be even more problematic.
Yeah, a little off, yeah. So we have an extra bedroom. If you need it, it's there.
I probably will. That being said, there's been many a takes on Shador Sanders on this station today. Well, Ken Carmen on the Morning Boys this morning set expectations for Shador on Sunday.
I want to be dead serious about this. I hope this is one of the worst takes that I've ever had, and I hope this is played in perpetuity. Sunday's going to go rough. Sunday's going to be a bad day, and we need to prepare ourselves for that. It ain't going to go well. It's not going to go well.
You don't think there's Auburn's any spray. Shot?
No.
It's the Raiders.
It's 1 week, and you're doing things that, again, and Jordan Reed brought it up, these are terminal issues. The drifting in the pocket, you're exactly right. You don't have great tackles. The Raiders are a bad team. Guys, you've already lost to one bad team. You're not a good team. You're bad.
Ain't going to be good.
Is that Ken?
Yeah, it was. Occasionally, he'll let that Southern Canton slide out of there. That's so can, as we call it in Summit County. He'll let it ain't gonna be good. That being said, I don't know. I think it's like. Is Ken protecting himself here? Because I kind of feel like that's what this is.
He's the king of telling everyone else that they're protecting their feelings. You think he is protecting his feelings here?
Yes. I don't think I should go into this game with any expectations for Shador. I don't know how you can. He's a fifth-round pick. Some people thought he was a second-round talent. He played one half of football in which he was not prepared, not because of his own fault, but because they weren't really interested in getting him ready because he was the backup and they had a young starter they were giving every rep to. I don't know. I think sometimes you just have to say, like, hey, what's Shador going to do on Sunday? Beats the hell out of me.
Yeah, and like we'll find out. We'll be able to. Again, this is the part of this job that just kind of stinks sometimes because I feel like everyone rushes to get their thoughts and their opinions out there, and this is just not the week for that when it comes to Shador. Not after that game. Now maybe Ken is saying this, and this is just speculative on my part, but maybe he's saying this because the idea then is that nobody could have success with this situation that the Browns have offensively.
Yeah, I think that was part of his conversation.
Is that just what that is? So the expectation then would be every week we go into this, whether it's Dylan Gabriel, whether it's Deshaun, whether it's it doesn't matter who it is, that you then think the offense is just going to stink, which, by the way, the offense has stunk all season long.
I just think, like, and I've heard this.
It's not crazy.
I've heard a lot of people say this. Well, everything, all the knocks on Shador that were in the pre-draft process we saw on Sunday. The same thing I can say about Dylan Gabriel. Every knock that I heard on Dylan Gabriel, heard about Dylan Gabriel, he's too small, athletic, but maybe not a mobile quarterback, as it were, doesn't have the strongest arm in the world. Everything, all the negatives that I've heard have been true on Dylan Gabriel. Oh, and by the way, the positive, which is he's a supercomputer, has not come to fruition.
Right. I'm curious on that, too. Like, when did people think that everything was just going to magically get cleared up? Like, any of the bad that Shador does bring, I think is good offsets the bad, but you know what I mean? Like, the drifting stuff, where we've talked about how Caleb Williams, it took this offseason, and then he's like, oh, he magically got rid of all the drifting that everyone complained about his first year. Well, they also got a new guard, new center, new guard. They spent on the offensive line. He's had better protection. All of a sudden, he magically looks different. But you need time for this stuff. Like, when did they think, in the resources the Browns have given him, that he would even have the time to fix some of this?
Yeah, and I think that's a great point. Like, I don't expect Shador to look night and day different. I expect him to look incrementally better, because he's finally getting to work with the first team. But to me, I will judge Shador on how he plays on Sunday, and I think it'll be more appropriate to do that than how he played this last Sunday.
For sure.
At the same point, like, if he has a average game, whatever that entails, on Sunday, I'll look and go, okay, let's see what he does in the second game. Because every little bit of, like, guys, it'll probably take more than if he starts the final seven games of the season. It'll probably take more than those seven games to get rid of those bad habits.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Habits. But the hope is, from the first start to the last start, you can weed some of it out. You can weed 30-40% of it out, and then you take the off season and the next camp, if he plays well enough to earn it, to continue to work on that.
Well, and I thought it was important today too, like Shador was harping on the idea of reps, and we know this in life. It's a very big thing in radio, obviously, but it's a big thing in anything you do in life. Like, the reps matter. The amount of time you get to do something matters, and I thought that was important that Shador was focusing on that today, because I think it's such a big part of his story, getting those opportunities and understanding that this might be the last opportunity he has for a long time, and that doesn't do him any good either.
216-474-0092. Ken Carmen thinks Shador Sanders will suck on Sunday.
Were you surprised by the take? I was surprised by the take.
Well, no. I mean, I think it kind of lines up with what Ken is being.
It's what
saying.
He went to yesterday, and saying he was terrified, and then he just actually went and said it today, and I didn't see that coming. He's got good bedside manner with it all, so I think people took it in a nice way. But like, in my mind, I'm not there. I'm not anywhere close to there in thinking that he's going to suck.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I don't expect him to light the world up because, well, he's a fifth-round rookie and everything we've already said. But again, my whole point is I have no expectations. Like, I don't think there's a single thing that you can base on, whether he was drafted, a half against Baltimore, any of it. By the way, I sure as hell can't tell from anybody in the media that has watched Shador play or in the pre-draft process, because those guys, and I don't mean this in a personal way, they get it wrong too.
Yeah.
Like, the reality is we'll be able to judge and we'll be able to have expectations for Shador after what we see on Sunday. Not until then. Everything else is just... okay, yeah, that's a part of this, but it's not the whole thing.
Right. We need more time. We need more games. We need more evidence.
And I'll be honest with you.
It sucks for this medium. It does. It absolutely sucks for this medium.
Would Ken be saying this? Would Ken be saying the exact same thing these last 2 days if we didn't see Shador on Sunday and it was just announced Dylan was in the concussion protocol on Monday and Shador starting?
Yeah, no chance. We know that.
Yeah. And I just think, like, that's, again, I'm not trying to throw it all out, because in the end, the half against Baltimore and the game against the Raiders, you'll be able to put it together and you've got six games. But as it stands today, I'm just not going to live in my fears with this. It's a 2-8 team and he's a fifth round pick.
Yeah, and maybe Ken ends up being right. Maybe he does. But I don't think there's anything in the first half second half of that game that tells me to all of a sudden believe that that's true right now.
We talked about this earlier in the show about how by the end of the show, I might just stake a claim. I've been to Switzerland this whole time. The conversation might push me to a point to pick a side, because it's getting harder to be neutral on Shador with the asinine level and just the heightened conversation on him. At the same point, and you said, well, train's leaving the station. I think train's leaving the station on people who want to get in line to say I was right about Shador. And I'm not trying to say that in a negative way.
That train's left. That's gone.
I think that's what Ken's doing.
If you're trying to line up to dunk on Shador, you had to do that well in advance of what happened on Sunday.
Yeah, I think that's part
of it.
I don't think Ken's alone in that.
No, you're Johnny late to the party if you're trying to do that.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of people that are like, all right, I saw him for a half a game.
No, I do think that's happening. I do think there are enough people out there that are trying to almost save face that did like Shador the entire time, and now you have what happened on Sunday, and because a half a game of football is clouding their judgment to such a high degree.
No scruples.
Now they're trying to maybe rewrite some things. I'm not saying Ken's doing this, but I think I've seen other people try to do this where now they're trying to rewrite it almost to be like, well, if I get on this early enough And I just think that's the lamest thing one person can do. I mean, we talk about standing for something. Stand for something. If you believe Shador Pryor, there's no way that Sunday should have taken you off of that. And there's no way you think on Sunday that's going to be anything short of a good performance.
All right. Jay in Solon wants us to stop talking about quarterbacks. I couldn't resist this, Jay.
We can't, Jay. That's the job.
No. Let's hear Jay out on this one. Jay, give us your take.
Guys, great show.
Thank you.
Let's really talk about the problem, which is the offensive line. Now, when we talk about matchups, we have to understand that offensive linemen out here now are 320, 330 pounds.
340.
You got 340. You got people like Myles Garrett that are ranging from a 280, 270, 290.
260.
This is not a matchup. A 330 against a 330 is a matchup. A 330 against a 280. This is why all these quarterbacks are getting tore up. They need to start downsizing these linemen on every team. And we need to, the people that we invest in and the people that we depend on, we need to give them more time to throw the ball, time to make decisions. Shador got sacked in a shotgun, y'all. The offensive linemen are too big. We have to rethink our offensive line. Let's start talking and breaking down every person on the line now.
I guess you're not a fan of DeJuan Jones then.
Yeah, I'll also say, Jay, I like getting ratings. If I start breaking down the nits and grits of offensive line play. I don't think anybody in town. I think there's a reason why the YouTube channel, and I thank you for the call, buddy. I think there's a reason why YouTube channels that have guys breaking down O-line play have hundreds of views, and guys who talk about quarterbacks like Stephen A. Smith does have hundreds of thousands of views.
People do understand that, like, we have a scoreboard in this, right? Our ratings are like directly tied to our employment.
Yeah.
If we talk offensive line until we're blue in the face, we're not going to have a job anymore.
You know what not enough people are talking about? Strong safety play. Works.
Yeah, I mean, let's do 25 minutes on Ronnie Hickman being a second-team All-Pro.
Give me a Loey Gilman versus Grant Delpit, your five best minutes on it.
By the way, we talked Jerry Jeudy at 3 o'clock. If you want something that isn't quarterbacks, we did a whole segment on Jerry Jeudy today.
Yeah.
Now, maybe it was because of his reaction to quarterbacks, but it still happened. We did it.
I love the idea that we should get smaller offensive linemen.
I didn't. I just thought DeJuan Jones was upsetting the man is all that was.
The funny thing is, he's not playing.
No, I know.
I think the heaviest offensive lineman we've got now is
Cam Robinson's big.
Yeah, but he's just bad.
Yeah, but he's big. That's a slot machine with a helmet right there, Cam Robinson.
What, 315? He's not 330. There's no way Cam Robinson's 330.
No, I was thinking 315. When we said it, but that's not tiny in any sort of stretch.
I mean, yeah,
he's got like a bowling ball shape to him that I always think is interesting.
All the Ravens have are fatties.
He's listed 335, Cam Robinson.
335?
6'6", 335. That's a big man, Cam Robinson.
Ooh, he hides it. Well
you just
done.
Tell. No, I mean, he looks like a bowling ball.
I wouldn't say a pound over 315.
He was big.
I get that all the time.
KT Levinston
You're that fat?
KT Levinston, I know, is tall.
You don't look that fat. Why, thank you.
You don't look that fat.
Yeah, you look fat, but you don't look that fat.
What's your guess on KT Levinston?
Oh, 325.
335.
Oh, sugar booger.
Another big man.
Give me another one.
Man, he looks very angry in his photo. Well, no, we're just into people that everyone knows. Everyone knows Joe Batonio. Everyone knows Jack Conklin. Everybody knows.
315 for Joel? Actually, no, 325. I'm going to stick with that.
For Batonio?
Yeah,
he's around there. I can look at. I can get his listed weight if you want. Give me Javier Cohen. Yeah, okay. I'm not like a... What, you think I'm like ChatGPT? I just spit this out in a second?
Yes.
Batonio's 320.
Yes, you're Johnny, baby.
I have
baby.
To actually look this stuff up.
216-474-0092. Would you rather hear us talk... let's say nickel corner play or maybe second tight end play. Yeah, go ahead. 216-474-0092. And Kent Garmon thinks Shador Sanders will suck on Sunday. Do you agree? Chris Fedor had an interesting comment. One of the Cavaliers' best players. You're going to want to hear this in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.